Hey.
I'm Ruben Nino,
AKA your grandpa.
Because your mom calls me daddy. Roll the thing. So, I finally finished JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And I gotta say, or at least the amount of it that's on Netflix. Had to preface that, because I know it's still going on Toonami, and they're a lot further ahead than Netflix. But anyway, I have to say, it's gotta be like my top five favorite anime. Like, it's kind of corny, you know? But dude, it's pretty good. I like how Grandpa Jonathan is always like, oh my god. And I like how Jotaro's always like, good grief, old man. You know? This is cool. And Dio? Top two villains. Number one's Frieza, obviously. Come the fuck on. Really? Dio's pretty cool. And his stand, dude? My man, stand the world, sick as fuck. Okay, like that's, you stop time for 8 seconds, and then you what? It's pretty fucking cool. You kidding me? If I had a stand, I don't think I'd want Star Platinum. I think I'd want the world. Granted, spoiler alert, they do the same thing. The world just looks cooler, you know? And with Star Platinum, for some reason, you have to go like, rah, 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 every time you punch, which is fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's just corny. But, you know. Oh my god, dude. I always find my girlfriend's hair on me. All the time. Literally. It's extremely frustrating. One time I was in the shower washing my booty and I found her hair like in my ass. Like, who? How does that happen? Are you eating my ass while I'm asleep? Are you? Because we got some bone. I got a bone to pick with you if you are. If I'm being honest. Anyhow. I started a new anime, Hunter x Hunter, and I gotta be honest, now I see why anime is really cringe for most people around the world, because it's super corny, you know what I mean, and not in like the good way. Like, the main character, Gon, he's pretty cool. He's fun to watch. Everybody else, though? You know? But. Oh, I had to pop my knuckles. That felt so good. Little knuckle popping ASMR. Don't get me started. But yeah, Hunter x Hunter, man. That's, I thought I posted cringe, man. Whoever greenlit the anime series, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame. Anyway. Sorry I don't have anybody on here today. My bad. Girlfriend didn't come over. My brother doesn't like me. I feel like I annoy everybody every time I ask them if they want to be on. You know what I mean? Kind of awkward. Because, like, most people don't know how to react when you put a camera in front of them. And to be fair, if you go through and watch, like, the earlier videos, I didn't know how to react either. So it's like, There we go. Now I'm speaking directly into the mic. Bro, last night I was at work, and I work 24-hour shifts twice a week. I work again tomorrow, Thursday. Being a millennial, I guess I'm Gen Z. I don't know what I am. I was born in 2000, if that helps. I'm into different humor, if that makes sense. Like, memes when I was in junior high school, they were funny, yeah. But now, you post a picture of a flip-flop with the letter E, like it blazoned on it, that shit's fucking hilarious. I'm probably gonna laugh at that more than I am a well-written joke. You know? But, anyhow. I'm at work last night. And I'm an in-home healthcare giver. My patient was asleep. Therefore, the only person awake other than me was the wife. And oftentimes, she doesn't go to bed till about 1, 2 in the morning. And me, I'm probably out, or I force myself to go to sleep about 10 o'clock. Maybe. Sometimes earlier than that. But I just force myself to sleep because I really, 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 really want the shift to be over. I like my job, but it's 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So I'm laying there on the couch, which is where I sleep. And, well, I get on the internet. A home for cringe like this. Anyway, I get onto the internet. More specifically, Instagram. And recently, for some reason, my explore page is filled with thoughts. Why is that? I don't really know, because I don't really look at thought pages. You know what I'm saying? I look at a lot of meme pages, look at a lot of sports pages. Specifically NFL and cringe. Anyway. So it popped up and I'm like, the thoughts popped up. And I was like, oh, gotta scroll, swipe. And immediately the next post is a man getting, like, I don't know. He falls, but it looks like he falls from nowhere. You know what video I'm talking about? It's like a really high angle. There's like power lines, you know. They're in like the suburbs, the burbs or whatever. And the man just falls out of nowhere. That video comes on. And, well, he falls. And he just, guess who saw that?
The wife.
The wife saw that. And then she's looking at me. She's saying,
what the fuck is that?
My bad. Oops. That is on me. I should have exited Instagram. I should have gone to Snapchat or something. You know. But that's not the worst of it. Because one of my friends sent me a DM. And she just so happened to be walking by. What was in this DM? A video. What kind of video? Well, me and my friends are sick, disgusting fucks, right? So, the video, specifically, was a man who I assume was down on his luck. And it's him with a shotgun to his head. And he pulls the trigger. I know this isn't normally hilarious to some people, but I laughed. And, you know, one thing led to another. She only saw the aftermath, though. Only the part with the brains on the wall. If you catch my drift. I gotta say, it was a learning experience. Specifically, the only thing that I learned was that I need a privacy screen on my phone. That way, if it's right in front of my face, I'll be the only one to see it. Everybody else won't know that I'm watching murder-suicide videos. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Some fun stories, man. Some fun stories. All about being young, dumb, and broke. And being a weeb. I'm not a weeb. I think you have to be a very specific kind of person to be considered a weeb. More specifically, you have to, if you're a male, you have to be white, wear a fedora, only have facial hair growing, like, on the underside of your neck and chin. You know what I mean? A really greasy, nasty ponytail. Maybe a trench coat. Horrible acne. I have a horrible acne. I have a neck beard. And I have greasy hair. But that's mostly because, like, you know, I'm fucking ugly. But I don't have a trench coat. I don't wear a fedora. And I sure as shit don't keep katana on me. But for girls, being a weeb is like, I don't know, not dressing, what's it called? When you dress up as your favorite character, you like, cosplay. You cosplay. You cosplay. Girls, if you cosplay as your favorite anime character, you're a weeb. Doesn't matter how gorgeous you are. You're fucking weeb if you dress like that. Fight me about it. Know what I'm saying? But yeah. I think if I was still in that weeb category, like I was definitely whenever I was younger, because, like, you know, I was a lonely little kid. Anyway, if I was still in that weeb category, I don't think I'd have half the friends that I do right now. I know for sure PJ would still stick around, because he's a weeb too. Anyway. Those are my stories. Hope you enjoyed them. Hope you enjoyed the scenery. Hope you... You know what? I want to make a backdrop. Set the camera a little further back. Point it up a little bit. And then have something there, maybe like a wall of fame. Because I have this wall of fame, which is a bunch of pictures of me and my family. I got to put my girlfriend on there. Because she's starting to get jealous. And my Kenzie. Kenzie, if you're watching or listening, Kenzie, you have to go on that wall of fame too. But I'm pretty sure we only have like two pictures together that are at least on my phone, so you might have to send me some. Yeah. Also, Kenzie's looking, still looking for a boyfriend. It's been 5 years. You lonely. You're so lonely, Kenzie. I hope you're watching. You roasted ass. You ugly ass. You busted ass. Anyway. If you're watching, hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification button. Do go check out the link in the description. The links, plural. More than one link. In the description. Hopefully you like what you find. If you're listening, hit the subscribe button also if you're on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Spotify, go ahead and hit the follow button, I think is what it is. Could be wrong. I don't use Spotify. I use Apple Music. Oops. Anyway, I get a discount because I'm a student. Then again, with Spotify, you also get Hulu, I think. I don't know. I just prefer Apple Music because I can use my HomePod on it. And it also controls my lights, which is pretty fucking sick. Anyway, if you're listening, follow, subscribe, I don't know, leave a 5-star review. If you don't like me, still leave a 5-star review. It's not going to do anything to you. Might make you hate yourself a little bit, you know, but no one can hate me more than I hate myself. God, I should be a fucking anime voice actor. Because all they have to do is go like, yeah, or like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, this has been the episode. I'll leave you with another anime thing for the weebs out there, for the fucking weebs. I'm gonna start doing animated cartoons on YouTube, dude. Fuck it. Peace, guys.